Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Sivasankaran from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Shifa. Good morning, everyone. And I would like to extend a very warm welcome to all the participants to this call and the management of BPCL, led by Mr. V.R.K. Gupta, Director of Finance. I'll now request Rahul from BPCL to introduce the management and make the disclosures before we start the initial remarks. Rahul, please.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Varatharajan. Good morning. On behalf of the BPCL team, I welcome you all to this post-Q2 results phone call. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements that we would be making during this phone call are based on our assessments of the matter, and we believe that these statements are reasonable. However, their nature involves a number of risks and uncertainties that may lead to different results. Since this is a quarterly results review, please restrict your questions to the Q2 results. I now request our Director of Finance, Mr. V.R.K. Gupta, who is leading the BPCL team for this call, to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Wish you all a very happy Diwali in advance. Welcome to the post-Q2 results phone call. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you were able to go through our results for the quarter. On the macro side, the global economy is expected to maintain an annualized growth of 3.2% through 2024 and 2025. However, geopolitical and trade tensions pose risks to inflation. Indian economy continues to be the world's fastest-growing major economy and is likely to grow in the range of 6.5%-7.2% in FY25, as per various forecasts. The geopolitical situation remains complex and presents significant challenges to global economic stability. As conflicts evolve, they not only impact oil prices but also create uncertainty in trade routes and investment climates. Oil prices have remained volatile, driven by geopolitical risk, uncertain demand from China, and macroeconomic factors like low inventories and easing inflation. These factors are expected to keep prices sensitive to further developments in the near term. Consumption of petroleum products in India has continued to grow, with an overall growth of 4% during H1. Major products such as petrol, diesel, and ATF have grown 7.2%, 0.9%, and 10.4%, respectively. BPCL registered market share gain of 0.1% in MS retail and 0.12% in HSD retail among PSUs during the first half of the current financial year. Retail volume for MS has grown by 6.5%. However, HSD saw a degrowth of 0.64% during H1 year-on-year. We estimate that retail demand will grow by about 6% for MS and 1.5% for HSD during financial year 2024-25. HSD demand in urban market is likely to witness relatively slower demand than rural and highway markets due to largely transition to CNG. Performance in Q2 24-25. On operation side, our refineries continued their strong performance and achieved a throughput of 10.28 MMTPA, that is almost 114% of the nameplate capacity. Our distillate yield was 84.33% in this quarter, which is one of the highest among Indian refineries. This quarter evidenced a significant fall in international product cracks as compared to previous quarters. Gasoline Singapore crack fell to $6.83 in Q2 from $8.58 barrel in Q1. And gas oil cracks fell to 13.69 barrel in Q2 from 14.76 barrel in Q1. Despite this, our refineries recorded a GRM of $4.41 per barrel in the current quarter and $6.12 per barrel for half year, which is a premium to Singapore GRM. Singapore GRM is at 3.58 barrel for the quarter and 3.56 barrel for H1. The PDPP plant at Kochi achieved operating capacity of 80.2% in H1 against 68.3% in previous year. GRM for Petchem was 421 crore. It's almost equal to $0.79 per barrel for H1 2025 compared to 235 crore, 0.46 per barrel during the previous year. On the marketing side, our domestic market share grew at about 1.6% year-on-year during the quarter to 12.39 MMT. We continue to generate the highest throughput per retail outlet amongst our peers with a throughput of 151 KL per month versus 137 KL per month PSU average, driven by access to strategic markets and strong network along highways. We commissioned about 540 plus new retail outlets in H1 FY25 and plan to take our retail network to 23 plus by year end. We have added about 90 CNG retail outlets during this first half, taking the total count to 2120 stations, and plan to add another 300 outlets for FY25. We have achieved highest ever 14.97% of ethanol blending during this quarter. We also provide E20 blended fuels at around 4,400 retail outlets. During the quarter, BPCL has entered into future fuel segment with commissioning of our first LNG station at one of the company-owned, company-operated outlets at BP Avinashi, Coimbatore. We will shortly commission another LNG station at Panancheri, Kerala. We have commissioned around 16 BKFAs during first half of 24-25, taking the total BKFA network to 22. At BKFA, we aspire to provide state-of-the-art cafe experience at value for money price range with a world-class product inside our retail outlets. We are also participating in NHAI's wayside amenities plan. BPCL has commissioned two wayside amenities during H1-24-25 at Vadodara and in Haryana on Western Peripheral Expressway. About new projects, BPCL board has recently approved to enter into JV agreement with Mr. Sencorp Green Hydrogen India Private Limited in the domain of renewable energy and green hydrogen, subject to regulatory approvals. Mr. Sencorp Green Hydrogen India Private Limited is part of the Sencorp Group headquartered in Singapore, one of leading urban solutions provider and renewable player in Asia. Groundbreaking ceremony for Kochi and Bina CBG plant was conducted virtually by Honorable Prime Minister on 2nd October 2024. BPCL plans to set up 26 such CBG plants in the near future. BPCL board has approved to enter into JV agreement with Mr. GPS Renewables Private Limited for setting up of compressed biogas plants across India. Without further ado, let me guide you through the financial highlights. The revenue from operations stood at 1,17,952 crore for this quarter. The profit after tax stood at 2,397 crore. This is after absorbing of LPG losses of around 2,104 crore and marketing inventory losses of around 700 crores. Again, at the estimated capex of 16,400 crore for the financial year 24-25, we have spent about 5,662 crore during April to September. Our standalone network as on 30th September is 76,245 crore. We have distributed around 4,447 crore of dividend during this quarter. The earning per share for the quarter is 5.61 rupees per share. As of September 24, we are at fairly low levels of debt. The debt equity at standalone gross borrowing level is 0.28. Overall standalone gross borrowing is 21,529 crore as on 30th September. Again, at these borrowings, we have current investments including oil bonds of about 11,719 crores. At group level, the debt equity is 0.64 with gross borrowings of 49,187 crores. This concludes my comments and will be happy to take your questions. No, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. I have three questions. One, in terms of the inventory impact, is it possible to quantify the inventory impact in the refining market for this quarter?
Actually, we don't calculate what is the impact of the inventory losses on refining side. Even earlier also in the calls we have clarified, Our average inventory is less than 30 days. Our pricing is on an average of monthly average of prices. So generally, there won't be any much impact. Even if there is an impact, insignificant impact, that is the reason we don't generally calculate any inventory losses for refining side. However, we have marketing inventory losses. Current quarter, the marketing inventory losses is 1,113 crore. For 6 months, it is 706 crore.
Understood, sir. So, with respect to this LNG negative buffer, you mentioned the 22,000 odd crore of losses for this quarter. Assuming that the prices stay at similar levels, is it then fair to assume that we should be building this loss every quarter for the remaining part of the year?
No, what we are expecting is during the winter period, the Saudi CPI will be on a higher side. Even if we assume the Saudi CPI is at 620, 630 level, dollar per metric ton, we are estimating our absorption of losses will be per month around 900 to 1000 crore.
So it will increase to about 3000 crore per quarter.
3000 crore per quarter. But anyhow, we have approached the state government of India for providing necessary budgets in the RE exercise. Let us hope.
Okay. Sir, in terms of the increase in debt that has happened, if I look at your the analyst information, from about 25,000 crores, it's gone to about 31,000 crores. This is purely on account of the capex. The losses of LPG and all will get captured in the working capital borrowings, I would believe. Right?
Right. No, actually, the main what happened is that we have distributed around 4,500 crore of dividend in the month of September. That is the major. And some sort of advance tax we have paid subsequent to that. That is the major reasons, and a little bit of changes in the inventory levels have gone up by around 3,000 crore. So otherwise, more or less same only. There is no major capex is as per the plan only 5,600 crore we spend, and we have internal generation also much more than the capex spending. So whatever increase in the little bit borrowing is mainly on account of dividend distribution and change of small working capital. Inventories have gone up a little bit.
One last question, if I may. With the kind of capex plans that we have, do we have any peak debt or peak leverage number in mind over, let's say, FY26 or 27? What kind of peak debt and peak leverage we are targeting?
In the next couple of years, we are not forcing any debt levels will significantly increase. Maybe in FY27-28 onwards, we are forcing the borrowings will increase. Because the capex, even the next 1 or 2 years, we are expecting around 18,000 to 20,000 crore capex plan. So with the estimated internal generation, we are not forcing any big jump of the borrowing. But 27-28 onwards, the peak capex will happen for both the major projects of Bina and Kochi. That point of time, our project financing withdrawal will go up and borrowings will go up.
All right, sir. Thank you for these answers. Appreciate it. Have a very happy Diwali and happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. We have the next question from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So firstly, on your, GRMs, so you mentioned that inventory is not a significant impact, but there is like a lot of volatility. The cracks that you have said, they have fallen, but not that much, say, sequentially. But your GRM was down from almost like $8 to 4.4. So it's like still inventory only, or there are some other adjustments also? Because your GRMs have been like much higher than your peers for the previous like few quarters. So anything specific on this?
A couple of things. One is our Russian product throughput percentage wise, it has come down slightly. Earlier quarter it is almost 39% to 40%. This quarter, due to some shutdowns of our Bina units and Kochi, so our Russian throughput has come down from 39% levels to around 34%. That is one reason, small impact. That's it. Inventory impact will be there. I'm not saying inventory will not be there, but it is not a very significant jump. But the fact is that the spreads have come down during this quarter, even on a sequential basis. Significant reduction for gasoline. Gas oil around $1.50 has come down, but gasoline has come down drastically.
And this Russian discount levels have also compressed, or it has remained same only?
No, more or less same only. No major change around. Same level on first quarter and second quarter, there is no major change. Only volumes like dipped. Volumes only dipped.
$2 to $3, that's the number? Or
some cargoes you will get 3 plus, some cargoes maybe 3, that range only.
$3 around. Secondly, given the petrol diesel marketing margins now and LPG losses in on the contrary going up, so your working capital right now will remain more or less stable, or do you see this going up? I mean, short term debt and working capital.
Working capital, we are not forcing any major changes. Maybe inventory, for example, 1 or 2 days additional inventory if we keep it because the prices are lower side. Slightly the working capital may go up. Otherwise, working capital, we are not forcing any significant jump of the working capital. Once we get the LPG subsidy from the government of India, then it helps a lot in the working capital.
Right. And one small question, you mentioned CapEx was around 5,600 crore, right? Each one?
Right.
And full year, you are still like maintaining 16,000-17,000 crore
or? Our plan is 16. Maybe somewhere around we will end up around 15 to 16 range.
15 to 16, that's your over 100. Okay. Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. We have the next question from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on CapEx. So I think you mentioned 15 to 16,000 crore this year. Next year will go up to 20, and then after that, could you just at least give a broad range of how CapEx will escalate in 27-28?
So we are expecting this year will be around 15-16. Next year we had a plan of around 18,000 crore. Subsequently, we are expecting 20 to 22,000 crore. And 28-29, we have not worked out exactly. Maybe somewhere in the range, around 25,000 crore. Exactly, we have not worked out, but we are expecting at that range, 27-28.
Okay, but you would still fall short of your 5-year plan, right? Or that it is 1.5 lakh crore.
No, our plan is 1.5 lakh crore, but we have to see how much CGD, how much we are going to spend, what is the minimum required for minimum work program. Maybe there we may not have 100% capex investment. Maybe there may be shortfall in CGD network. Otherwise, major projects we are going to spend, except CGD. CGD we have approved around 48,000 crore of capex, but the actual capex may not be that extent. Maybe around 80% or 90% hit rate will be there.
Understood. Also, a question on marketing margin, like while LPG losses is understandable, but even otherwise, if you calculate the marketing margin, at least seems to have dropped. Like, auto fuel margins were very strong in Q2. So, it seems margins on other products have actually dropped in the quarter. So, could you just help understand that a bit better?
No, margin loss mainly on account of only inventory losses of around 1,100 crore during this quarter. Otherwise, per se, if there is no inventory losses, we are not seeing any reduction in the marketing margins. Only the volumes of diesel is not grown this quarter. Otherwise, margins are stable. Better only.
Okay, sure. And last question from me. So, I mean, we have generally seen the product cracks have been quite weak in the last few months. And LNG has gone to $13 plus. So even though you have bottom upgradation at some of the refinery now, is it making more sense to use refinery fuel rather than LNG now at these kind of prices and lower cracks?
Actually, every month we compare whether LNG or alternative to naphtha, which is the better. Every month this swing happens, naphtha to LNG. But fuel oil generally we avoid because it have larger emissions. So we prefer either naphtha or RLNG as a alternatives.
Yeah, sure. I understand that. But currently, is it making more sense to use alternate fuels rather than take LNG?
We can use a little bit, but at the same time, we have a long-term agreement for the RLNG offtake. No? That also we have to take that RLNG offtakes. So in case if there is any good market for RLNG, slightly some consignment we shift to the market and we use naphtha. But otherwise, long-term commitments we have RLNG and that will continue.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question is from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bank Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the call. So, the first thought is in terms of the potential growth for, say, FY 26-27, do you have any visibility on the capitalization of the CGD assets? How much would that mean? What is the kind of upside you can expect on volumes and EBITDA per SCM and broadly in terms of profitability?
Let me explain about the CapEx first. CGD, from this year onwards, we are targeting around 3,000 to 3,500 crore CapEx target for CGD business. That includes for our CNG stations, our last mile connectivity for PNG connections, entire network for the CGD. In terms of the volumes, this year we are expecting around 120 TMT of volume from the CGD sales retail. Maybe this growth will continue. Maybe we are expecting 15% to 16% CAGR will continue for the CGD side, because the network is, we are expanding every year. We are creating 300 plus of CNG outlets extra we are adding to our network. And these volumes will go around 15% to 16% of growth subsequent year.
So in terms of the number of CNG stations in your standalone GAs, can you give us a number, and how do you see that grow in the next 2 years?
So we are expecting this year CNG stations, 150 CNG stations we are expecting this year. Next year 165 our plan. 26, 27, 182 we are going to add. And 27, 28 around 200. Maybe around 800 CNG stations in the next 2-3 years we are going to add.
And how many do you have now as on date which are in commercial operation?
600 plus we have in our own GAs.
Okay. So the second thought is, if you look at the refining business, what is your reading in terms of any potential growth levers like capacity reduction or improvement in petrol and diesel demand globally in India? So where do you see the outlook for spreads? I understand it's volatile, but in terms of the fundamentals of demand supply, is there any visibility on supply reduction through capacity rationalization? What is your take on that?
Supply side, what we are at least estimating is that this, whatever spreads have been moderated in the last couple of quarters, this will continue for another couple of quarters, because instead of supply side, actually we are expecting from the demand side. Once the China demand picks up, the entire demand supply gaps will be corrected in terms of gasoline and gas oil both. We are expecting at least after the winter, maybe next year, beginning of the quarter, the spreads will improve.
Okay, so one last thought on petrochemicals. How do you see the outlook for Kochi petrochemicals, and how do you see the outlook for your Bina cracker? Because right now margins are at multi-year trough, so there is an expectation that may not improve till CY 27 or 20 according to global consultants. So would that have any impact in the terms of the timing of your Bina petrochemical project? What is your reading on that?
No, a couple of things. One is PDPP, if you see our operating capacity has gone up to 80.2%. So this is almost much better than the world average plants for such type of petrochemicals. This, at least on the operating reliability side, we have achieved 80.2% in PDPP. On the profitability side, anyhow, it is international price dependent. So due to the Chinese demand, the prices are moderated. But still, we have made a good amount of 0.79 GRM barrel for Kochi PDPP. In terms of Bina, anyhow, the commissioning will happen in FY 28-29. So by the time the additional supplies or whatever price corrections, it is going to continue. But by the time it will correct it. Long-term averages, if you see, it gives a good spread for petrochemicals for Bina also. But anyhow, that we commission, the first consignment will come only in FY 28-29. By the time the prices will correct.
Thank you very much, sir, and wish you a happy Diwali. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from Bob Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I had a question on the auto fuel margin. They are at currently quite high level and oil price has corrected. Would we be passing this to the consumers in the near future, or is it sort of being held at the current level because of the lower refining margin to keep the overall margin in a healthy bucket?
On the pricing side, actually, we cannot comment exactly at this point of time, at what point of time we can pass on the benefit. Still, we have to wait and see how the crude prices will stabilize, because any small geopolitical tensions set up, the prices will shoot up again. So we have to wait and see for a longer period of time. When the crude price stability comes, then we can look at it on the pricing side.
So is it primarily linked to the crude price stability, or is it also linked to the lower refining margin as well?
No, both. Even spreads also, we have to look at it. No? Crude price as well as spreads also.
Sure. And what would be sort of the longer-term comfortable auto fuel margin that we can look at? Is it 3.5 per liter, 4.5 per liter, which allows us to sort of make a sustainable margin in the system?
I feel around 3.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line from the management has been disconnected. Just give me a moment while I reconnect them. Please stay connected while we reconnect the management. Ladies and gentlemen,
Hello.
We have the management online. Please go ahead, sir.
Can you repeat the question? I think line is disconnected.
Yeah, last, basically, I think I was asking what we consider as a sort of a sustainable good fuel within auto fuel margin. Would it be in the range of 3 to 3.5 rupees per liter, or would we require higher?
We are expecting around 3.5 rupees per liter marketing margins. It is sufficient for our capex needs. Whatever capex we have announced, for the internal generation requirement, 3.5 rupees per KL margins are required.
Right. In terms of the new refinery plan, there has been several media articles in terms of finalizing the location and other stuff. Would you be able to share more details or contours around this, at what stage of the selection we are in?
Still work in progress only, because if you see, we are short in refining and we want to enter a big way in petrochemicals. We are continuously exploring opportunities. Wherever opportunities are available, we want to put bridge the shortfall, whatever refining side, and little bit investments more on the petrochemicals. But still work in progress. Once we conclude on that proposal, then we can explain the details.
Would it be 100% equity owned by us, or would we be also looking at some of the strategic partnerships as well on the refining?
All options we are looking at it. All options we are looking at it.
Last question was on the CGD side. You mentioned that we will be doing less than our planned allocation of 48,000 crore. So, what results into the change in the plan?
No, this is required for the minimum work program over a period of 8 years. Now, only thing of when to invest is the question, whether immediately in the next 2-3 years we have to invest, or a little bit gap we have to take, and subsequently after seeing the volume we have to invest. That is where we want to take a call. Anyhow, the volumes have started picking up and number of CNG stations are going up, mainly in terms of the PNG connections. There actually we have to wait and see how the capex requirement is there.
Right. And with the recent deallocation of the gas for the CNG, the purchase price, and in that sense the margin, would have gone down for the CNG. So does that sort of alter the thinking, or we think that the margin will still remain reasonable?
No, if you see long term, finally it's a deregulated product. Even the margins are shrinking for a short period of time, some point of time the pricing will correct and the prices will revise. So long term, if you see, whatever cost of the product will be passed on to the market. It's a completely deregulated market. So maybe short term there may be squeezing of margin, but we are not foreseeing any that situation for a longer period of time.
Thank you, sir, for all this clarification, and happy Diwali to you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question is from the line of Sumit Rohra from SmartSense. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. A very good morning to you and your entire team, and wish you a very, very happy Diwali. Happy to start. Now, I'll say, since you are more as an investor rather than, you know, an analyst, so, you know, maybe I would request you to be patient and please hear us out, sir. So, firstly, you know, if you can, you know, see, you know, numbers that got locked across, like LPG.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir, but Sumit, sir, your voice is not clear.
Okay, this is it okay now, madam? Is it okay now?
Yes.
Better. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, better.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir. So, sir, firstly, you know, I mean, I would like to, you know, touch upon a couple of things from a clarity point of view. So, I mean, you know, worth about 2,400 crore of PAT. In, we have an LPG 11.5. You also mentioned that you had some refining loss, which is not quantified by management. So, sir, if I understand, and it's the number would be about 5,000 crore of profitability. Am I correct on that?
Not clear your question because it may actually disconnected, but however, let me clarify. Our profit after tax, after absorbing LPG loss, is 2,397 crore. During this quarter, our LPG under recovery, we have around 2,100 crore.
And you absorbed LPG loss of 2,100 crore, am I right?
Right, right. And marketing inventory losses of around 1,100 crore.
I'm sorry, sir. The line from Mr. Sumit has been disconnected. We will proceed with the next question. The next question is from the line of Mayank Mistry from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir. Two questions from my end. One, in terms of the Bina petrochemical expansion, can you just give us an idea of where we are in terms of the FID? In terms of the equipment ordering, etc. as well.
Okay.
And the second question was more in terms of the marketing side. I think on the diesel front, I suppose in the second quarter specifically, we have seen your competition actually grow market share. You have been largely flat. So anything that you're doing on that, and to your earlier comment in terms of on the CNG side, you're seeing slower growth in, I think, the metros and the tier one cities versus rural. Can you just talk to us about what's going on those? Thank you.
Yeah. First question about Bina petrochemical project. Actually, the works are progressing well. The cumulative progress is 6.3% in physical terms, which I will scheduled of 7.6%. And all licenses for Bina Petchem and refined expansion units are onboarded, like ethylene cracker unit, HDP, LLDP, swing units, PP unit, all units. The licenses selection are completed and awarded. And the BDP, the basic design and engineering package received for PP and butane one unit, and work on process packages of ECU, HDP, LDP are in progress. All EPCMs and PMCs for BPREP have been onboarded. All PMC consultants, everyone has been onboarded. All contractors for site enabling works have been onboarded, and site enabling works such as construction for boundary wall, site grading, including rock blasting activities are already started in the month of July and progressing well in terms of the Bina. And second, in terms of diesel, if you see, still we are getting a good market share growth compared to within the PSU framework. But overall, including PSU and private, we are losing a little bit of volumes in terms of diesel. But we are foreseeing at least for the next couple of months, we are fighting in the market, definitely we'll go back and get the volumes.
Anything on CNG side?
CNG, we are expanding our retail network, CNG retail network. That is what we said, in the next couple of years, by 27-28, we are expecting around 700 new stations, CNG stations, we are going to add in our own GA network, currently around 600. With this, the volume growth we are projecting every year, 15-16% of every year CAGR will be there for CGD business.
Got it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We have the next question from Sumit Rohra from SmartSun. Please go ahead, sir.
Sorry about that. Disconnected. So coming back to my point, so you said that you reported a 2,400 crore profit, 2,400 crore EBT, less crore marketing loss. So effectively, our core number is about 5,000 crore. Am I right, sir?
You can take that assumption, because if you add back these two numbers to the PBT, and the profits will come around that level only, around 4,700 something.
Okay, sir. Now my second point is that, on the LPG point of view, now since it is a regulated product and controlled by the government, and it's mentioned in the buffer account, so sir, what is the communication or the dialogue you're having with the government? Because clearly, one thing that is evident that, today oil marketing companies, EPCL being the pioneer, is not being valued the way, its true potential is. Come to think of it, right? Our fuel outlets on a daily basis, but the way, this company is being valued is, a stark contrast to what its potential is. A clarity, on the LPG point of view with the government would not only, but give visibility, and overall it would lead to value creation for all stakeholders, right? So You know, if you can pursue this with the government and, you know, get them to figure it out that, you know, ultimately, you know, clarity on this is basically the withholding step on building value, because we are a consumer company, sir. Today, which consumer company in India makes 5,000 crores of profit on a quarterly basis? And in spite of that, you see the market cap where it is, you know. So if you can, you know, pursue this matter, you know, very strongly, it would be very, very beneficial for all stakeholders, the government of India being the primary owner of this company, you know. So that's something, sir, if you can look after, you know, it would be best, you know, for all stakeholders. Secondly, sir, there was a recent, you know, development on some news, basically, which the wires were stating about Saudi Aramco and GPCL. No, sir, you know, today, I mean, you know, it's a matter of prestige and honor for us to, you know, partner with such a big giant. So, sir, you know, these things, you know, should be, you know, outwardly spoken about, right? Because even if today DIPAM also clearly says that all PSUs, you know, should build market cap and value. And clearly, sir, you know, such news, you know, is not being spoken about, you know, it's absolutely, you know, eye-popping that, you know, if you go fire up with a company like Saudi Aramco, you know, it is a matter of honor and prestige. So if you can please, you know, share some insights and, you know, more, you know, into this of what we are planning to do exactly, et cetera, it will benefit everybody, you know. And sir, lastly, I mean, I wanted to understand is that what are the steps we are taking for building shareholder value, you know, because, I mean, I get to understand that when DIPAM were also, you know, on roadshow with PSUs, they always say that, you know, weightage is given to market cap creation. And today, you know, what are the steps that we are taking for building market cap, sir?
Yeah, a couple of things. One is about the project, you know, we continuously look for opportunities and the discussions are a very nascent stage. Once we form up certain plans, definitely we will come and brief. That is on the new project side. And second, on the market capitalization improvement, what we as a company, what we are doing is to write investments so that to get better capital employed, return on capital employed. And we have started communicating with all investors. Regularly we are interacting with investors and we are briefing what is our plans, what is the future plans, how the company strategic aspirations. Those things we are continuously started explaining to the major investors, not only in India, when we are going outside India, Singapore, Hong Kong, major investors we are meeting and we are explaining what is the strategic aspiration for the company and what is the industry, how it is going to be evolved in the next couple of maybe 5 years or 10 years period, and what is our net zero ambitions, many things, whatever initiatives we are taking, we are briefing to the entire investor community. Now it is up to the investors how much they can allocate for investments for BPCL.
So I think the line from Mr. Sumit has been disconnected once again. We will proceed with the next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bank Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so if you're looking at your capitalization schedule in terms of your capex, how much should we assume you will capitalize in your gross block this year and over the next 2 years to assess the impact on depreciation, and to what extent will you, you know, be able to generate the, you know, return on capital employed, say, over the next 2 years?
No, capex, current year, our internal target is around 16,000 crore, but we will be ending up around 15 to 16,000 range. We will end up the capex plan. And the depreciation, anyhow, whatever current quarter depreciation is there, maybe slightly another 100 crore, it will add up. The major capex depreciation will have only once Bina project commissioning, that is 28-29. After that only the significant depreciation will jump. Otherwise, all small projects, whatever capitalization is happening, there will be around 100 crore per quarter depreciation incremental will continue. And next year, we are expecting around 18,000 crore of capex plan. This is the capex plan for this year and next year.
So now, how about the capitalization CGD in the standalone entity? Wouldn't that add to your gross block?
Around 3,000 crore we are investing every year. This year also our target is around 3,000 crore. Out of 3,000 crore, maybe 75-80% capitalization will happen and balance 20% work in progress will continue. Next year also similar levels we are expecting around 3,000 to 3,500 crore for CGD.
So on this capitalization and CGD, when do you think you'll be able to get normalized return of maybe 10-15%?
Already returns have started for CGD side. Only PNG side, the volumes are not picking up, but otherwise CNG station side, CNG returns are coming. The volumes already this year we are expecting around 120 TMT. Next year also it will have a good growth of 15% we are expecting. Only PNG side, the volumes are not picking up.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Patel from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Sir, question is related to Mozambique asset. What is the update or the project status of Mozambique LNG project? That's one. Secondly, how much amount we have invested till date in this project? And as a part, lastly, as you have mentioned the CapEx plans for the next 2 to 3 years, the Mozambique commitments are included in it or not?
When it comes to Mozambique, whatever information we got from the main operator, the ground level work has started, but officially they have not lifted the force majeure. We are expecting maybe in the month of January or February, officially they may announce force majeure. But otherwise, the contractors have started coming back to the field, and the security situation has improved a lot compared to previous months. And we are expecting hopefully by January, February, they may uplift the force majeure and the project can progress further. And second, in terms of the investments in Mozambique, as on 30th September, we have invested around $2.15 billion. That is almost 18,000 crore in our books. And we are expecting another 20,000 crore investment in the next 5 years for the project.
So is that already considered into the next upcoming CapEx plans of next 2 to 3 years? That is the part?
That is the part. Whatever we have 1.5 lakh crore CapEx plan, it includes for Mozambique as well as Brazil also.
Okay. And if there is further delay in the Mozambique investments or projects, then our CapEx can come down by that amount.
CapEx can defer. In case if there is any delay, CapEx can defer. But otherwise, it based on the current plans, the force majeure can lifting of force majeure can happen January, February. Then project will be as per schedule.
Okay, sir. Lastly, sir, considering the current cracks on the middle distillates, mostly on the petrol and diesel, can we assume that GRMs will rebound more than $6 per barrel in Q3, Q4? Or more than that, any indications if you could?
Yeah, it depends how the spreads will move, because otherwise whatever current demand supply for the products, we are not expecting any big jump of spread increase in the next couple of quarters. Only in case if there is any slight improvement in Chinese demand side, then definitely the cracks will improve from the current levels. But otherwise we are expecting similar levels of cracks only for the next couple of quarters. Maybe after the winter a slight improvement will be there. But otherwise, moderated. Refinery spreads will be moderated now.
Oh, thanks a lot, sir, and wish you a happy Diwali.
Thank you so much, sir. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan, sir, for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Shifa. So I had a couple of questions or points. One is about this market share variation we have seen this time around. We have had a market share gain. Is the source of the market share gain entirely the retail network expansion, or like, you know, is there any other reason why we have had an improvement in the share?
No, mainly retail outlet network expansion only, mainly because if you see the market share growth, it's representing from all the markets. It's not that only one specific market is represented. More or less, majority of markets it represented small growth. So mainly for network expansion, actually, we are adding continuously every year 600, 700 outlets. So definitely that's.
And on the CGD front, like, you know, are we in a position now to give on a quarter-to-quarter basis the earnings and EBITDA and profitability separately, or do you think it is still too early?
But profitability, we are not disclosing anything. Still, it is a very small amount compared to the overall profitability of the company. So once we reach a scale from the CGD volume, because today the CGD volumes are only 120 TMT. Again, almost our sale is almost 10 MMT. So very small, insignificant at this point of time.
When you spoke about the number of outlets, like, you said 500 or 600 odd outlets.
Yeah, right.
That includes the outlets which we have given to the CGDs to operate as well as the standard?
In our own GAs. These are our own GAs.
These are our own GAs, okay. Yeah. That is a pretty large number on a standalone basis, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot to all the participants for taking time out to join the call. I wish to specifically thank the BPCL management for giving detailed explanations as to the entire question and answer as well as a briefing and the plans as well. Thanks everyone and have a nice Diwali and have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, this concludes the call. Please, the participant may disconnect your line. Thank you.